Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study of the book of Hebrews to examine the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So you see those time elements, they're unmistakable, undeniable. Mark 15:33, darkness is over from the whole land. Now, continue thought, turn me to John chapter 19, verse number 31. I want to see these hours, whether you think it's Wednesday or Friday or Thursday, whatever you do. These are unmistakable, these hours. 9 o'clock, he was crucified. 12 o'clock, which was the sixth hour, darkness came. At 3 o'clock, he died. Okay, in John chapter 19, verse number 31, we read these words. Well, back up to verse number 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Jesus Christ, very important to understand this, Jesus Christ was not killed. He was not martyred. He freely gave up his spirit. No man took it from him. Jesus said that in his own ministry. No man can take my life from me. I give it freely. So he bowed his head. He gave up the ghost. Verse number 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation, we'll get into that in just a minute, that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that day was a high day, and besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. So we know the Sabbath, whether you think it's a Saturday or whatever you think it is, it begins on 6 o'clock p.m. So this was before 6 o'clock. We see that Jesus Christ was taken down off the cross sometime after 3 p.m. and he was in the grave before 6 p.m. the Sabbath. You follow? We just read that in John chapter number 19. The question is, let's go a little bit farther. I should give you another one, okay? In Matthew chapter number 27, again, unmistakable facts that we see the death of Jesus, 9 o'clock, darkness at 12 to 3, he's in the grave before 6 o'clock. Well, in Matthew chapter number 27, verse number 57 through 60, we see that Jesus was buried in Joseph of Arimathea's new tomb. Again, it's undebatable. I want you to see this here in verse number 57. And when even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who was also himself Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean cloth, and he laid it in his own new tomb. So this tomb belonged to Joseph of Arimathea. And you see the scripture there. Now, Jesus rose before daybreak Sunday morning. There's no question about it at all. We see in Mark chapter number 16. Turn with me there. Again, it's undebatable, unmistakable, that Jesus Christ rose from the grave before daybreak Sunday morning. In Mark chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. I'm going to get back to that. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, when's the first day of the week? Sunday. It always has been. Saturday is the seventh day of the week. It always has been, always will be. Matter of fact, it's the Sabbath. Always has been, always will be. We don't worship on the Sabbath. A lot of good preachers think that Sunday is a Sabbath. It is not the Sabbath. It's the Lord's Day. Amen. The Sabbath is from 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday for the Jewish people. By the way, you know when the Muslims' holy day is? Who said that? Yes, Friday. So Friday's the Muslims. Interesting. The three major religions of the world, Muslims are Friday, Saturday are the Jewish people, Sundays are the Christians. Okay, let me move on from here. I would love to talk, but I got a whole list of things. And remember, a quarter till. And then in John chapter number 20, one more, and then we'll get into the meat of this. I wanted to lay some foundation, fundamental things that we all agree upon. John chapter 20, verse number 1. The first day of the week, Sunday, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. I want you to notice, before the sun come up. before it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but Tom won't allow it. But you get the picture of it's undisputable who you are, where you come from in the Christian world. These things are pretty much understood, and because it comes from the scripture. We see the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's the gospel message according to the scripture. Plus nothing and minus nothing. Okay. The question that comes into vogue, and I presented this in our Bible study class Thursday morning, I think with some clarity, and I hope it becomes even more clear this morning. Was his crucifixion on a Wednesday, or was it on a Friday, as most people hold to? Most people hold that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday, hence Good Friday, and I won't go into the history of that. You could check it out. It was the Catholics who brought that around, and I'm not going to criticize anybody about that, but even there's some Baptist churches around here I knew this past Friday that had services about Good Friday, and I'm not being critical, but as Bible students, you need to know what the Word of God says about this subject. So I want you to notice, back in Mark chapter number 16, I already read the scripture, but a very important part a lot of people skip over, okay? Mark 16, 1, now when the Sabbath was passed, and we see that the ladies bought spices when the Sabbath was passed. Now have that in your mind. We're going to go a little bit farther, okay? Now in Luke chapter number 23, turn with me there. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. This is so easy, even a caveman can understand this. So simple. I'm not twisting scripture. You see, and we see that in Mark, that they bought spices after the Sabbath, okay? Now look in Luke 23:56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the day according to the commandments. Now, we have a real problem for people who don't understand. We just read that they in Mark 16, that they bought spices when the Sabbath was passed. But here it said that they rested after the Sabbath. Which was it? Well, so you understand, there were two Sabbaths that week. There was the annual Sabbath, the yearly Sabbath, and we're going to get in that in just a minute. Then there was the weekly Sabbath. Are you following? So the thought is this, and I'll get a little bit more in detail in a minute so I can lay it out. I believe that Jesus Christ, so I can get it all in, I believe that Jesus Christ observed the Lord's Supper with his disciples on Tuesday evening. Passover began Tuesday evening, Nisan the 14th. We may get into that in a little bit. I don't want to get too deep with this. But he observed the Lord's Supper that evening, 6 p.m. By midnight, it's still Passover. Okay, it may be Wednesday, but are you following? Okay, anyway, I don't want to go to Kukal. But anyway, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane by then. After he observed the Lord's Supper, then they went over into the garden, remember, and he prayed, and about midnight or so, here comes Judas and the soldiers, and they take him to Pilate, and I'll get some more details here later, but I'll give you scripture. At 6 o'clock in the morning, Pilate has Jesus. Oh, Jesus has already went to Annas. Remember, they took him to Annas, who was Caiaphas' father-in-law. Annas said, take him to Caiaphas, my son-in-law. He's the high priest. All this happened early in the morning because by 6 o'clock in the morning, we're going to see that Pilate has Jesus. What am I going to do with him? And they said, away with him, crucify him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. to hear Brian Free and Assurance live in concert. That's this Saturday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.